This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The Apostle Paul wrote by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." As we approach Thanksgiving, remember that giving thanks is God's will. These challenging times we are living in make being thankful difficult. As a matter of perspective, let's consider an excerpt of President Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day proclamation. "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in the United States to set apart and observe a day of thanksgiving and praise to our Father who dwells in the heavens. And I recommend them to fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it, and as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes, to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union." As we gather to celebrate Thanksgiving this year, may you and your families be a recipient of God's healing and restoration in Jesus' name.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 18th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council discussing fund allocation for pickleball courts. Structure fire collapses roof in Atascadero on Saturday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. On the council's agenda is a resolution for awarding a contract for the construction of a pickleball court complex at Sherwood Park. The agenda says the project was first approved in August 2021. With funds received from the American Rescue Plan Act shortly afterwards. The City Council authorized a $3.4 million bid for construction of the pickleball court in June 2024, around $2.2 million higher than the original estimate. This is due to increased costs for labor and materials and design changes due to relocating the pickleball court. The City Council is short around $2.9 million in funding for the project, which they may address by either using general fund reserves or by reallocating funds from the South Vine Street Bridge project. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Atascadero Police Department Fire Department responded to a residential fire Saturday morning at around 3:06 a.m. A release by the department says the homeowner of a single-family residence reported the fire. Emergency officials arrived to find heavy smoke coming from the building, with the roof collapsing shortly after. All occupants of the building were reported to be out of the structure at this time. No injuries were reported. The department took about 1 hour to control the flames, with the cause under investigation. The release also says the homeowner said they opened the windows and door while evacuating to try and help clear the smoke, but this only increased the oxygen supply to the fire and dramatically increased its spread. Live fire training at Pass Robles Fire Training Center. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
As the holiday season approaches, the savings are shining bright at Idler's Home. Get ready to unwrap amazing deals on furniture, mattresses, appliances, and more. These festive offers include up to 25% off all furniture. Treat yourself to restful nights. Save up to $800 on select adjustable mattresses. And keep the celebration going with in-stock appliances at the year's best prices you won't want to miss. Idler's Home. Now that's how we say holiday cheer delivered. Shop idlershome.com. Come this Black Friday.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The Pass Robles Fire and Emergency Services announced they'll be performing live fire training at the new fire station and training center at 2924 Union Road. A release by the department says this training is required annually and is made easier to perform in the city with the acquisition of Fire Station 3 and its continued funding and support. The training goes into detail about fire behavior, flow path, firefighting techniques, and safety tips needed to ensure a safe training environment. The training will take place starting November 19th through November 22nd. The City of Pass Robles announced they'll be holding an open house for the final concept plans of the Niblick Corridor Improvement Project. The open house will take place Thursday, December 5th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the City Council Chambers. The Niblick Corridor Project has been developed and planned after extensive feedback from community input sessions and observations by PRHS students and corridor users. The project currently plans to include a new bike and pedestrian pathway, traffic calming measures, artistic and landscaping elements, and improved lighting. The project's construction will be funded by a $17 million Active Transportation Program grant. Class Act Dance will be presenting its 28th year of the Nutcracker Storybook Ballet, sponsored by North County Dance and Performing Arts Foundation. This year's Nutcracker will be held in the Spinos Theater at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo the weekend of December 6th. Here's Rachel Connerton, one of the artistic directors for this year's production, on the rehearsal process and some of the guest artists featured.
So the dancers have been rehearsing since September 14th. We do weekly rehearsals. Different parts are rehearsed each day. So let's say Wednesday, the girls are rehearsing their snow dances. On Saturdays, we're rehearsing our rather big scenes, the battle scene and our family scene. And so the dancers have had about 70 rehearsals at this point. So we have a few guest artists coming in. We have Connor Simone, who is playing both our Nutcracker Prince and our Cavalier. He dances professionally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We also have Sam Folk. He is fantastic. He's been with the production 5 years, and he's been the Drosselmeyer in the production. The kids love him. They look forward to having him every single year. And then we also have guest dancers who are adult dancers, and some of them are returning dancers, like our Mr. and Mrs. Stahlbaum, and some of them are brand new to the production.
You can purchase tickets for this year's Nutcracker at ncdpaf.org. Ticket prices vary based on seating location. The City of Pass Robles reminds residents to keep fallen leaves out of yards, sidewalks, and streets to keep the community safe. Residents are encouraged to collect leaves in their yards and collect them in bags or in compost bins. Leaves in the street can block storm drains, pollute waterways, create hazards for pedestrians, and support wildlife. In sports for the NFL, the Dolphins beat the Raiders 34-19, the Seahawks defeated the 49ers 20-17, the Chargers over the Bengals 34-27. In Monday Night Football, tonight the Texans will face the Cowboys. In the NBA, the Timberwolves defeated the Suns 120-117, the Cavaliers over the Hornets 128-114, the Pistons beat the Wizards 124-104, and the Knicks defeated the Nets 114-104. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers, the Kings will go against the Hawks, Orlando Magic will face the Phoenix Suns, the Pacers will go against the Raptors, and the Rockets will face the Bucks. In high school football, Morro Bay defeated Atascadero 42-14 in Division 5 for the CIF playoffs. Central Valley Christian beat San Luis Obispo 21-14. This week is the semifinals for the CIF playoffs. Morro Bay will face Bishop Union. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. A small plane barely misses crashing into spectators at the National Hot Rod Association Finals in Pomona Sunday. The plane instead crashed into the ground outside the drag strip.
Units were dispatched for an aircraft down. It was a single engine plane that made contact with a couple of vehicles before ultimately hitting the ground.
Jonathan Torres with LA County Fires is all on board. A pilot and three passengers were injured and taken to the hospital, two in critical condition. No one on the ground was hurt. Investigation continuing into a mass shooting. It left a child dead and four injured in National City outside San Diego.
It's horrific. I am a father, as most of our officers are mothers and fathers, and when you see something like this, it's difficult.
Captain Derek Idalute says homicide detectives are trying to piece together the shootings that killed the 12-year-old boy, injuring others at a house party and an abandoned home for the five victims under the age of 18. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.46 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. It's very likely that the first atmospheric river of the season will hit the Bay Area this week. And according to the National Weather Service, which says an impressive low-pressure system coming off the Pacific Ocean could form in an atmospheric river, which usually means heavy and prolonged rain. Meteorologists predicting significant rainfall in the North Bay, but say it's too soon to tell what the specific amounts will be. The storm is expected to begin tomorrow night into Wednesday and last through Friday, then begin to move south. California News. I'm Jeff Scott.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Bing, bong, bing, bing, bong. $1.5 million! That's what you could win in my $1 million puck giveaway! Friday and Saturday night, starting at 5 p.m. every hour, two lucky players will be drawn to drop their pucks and see where it lands for a chance to win $1.5 million in prize money. The price is correct, Terry. My $1 million puck giveaway, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. The Voice of California Agriculture podcast, produced by the California Farm Bureau, discussed turkey supplies heading into the Thanksgiving holiday season. Bill Matos, president of the California Poultry Federation, said on the podcast that despite millions of turkeys being lost to bird flu across the country during the past 2 years, you'll find plenty of turkeys for Thanksgiving, including fresh California turkeys. Matos said prices may be slightly higher on average this year, but that many grocery stores offer steep discounts on Thanksgiving turkeys to get shoppers into their stores. The episode also covered the efficiency of autonomous sprayers, water flow standards for the Scott and Shasta Rivers, and crop damage estimates resulting from hurricanes in Florida and North Carolina. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Some clouds this morning will give way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, north-northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows right around 30, north-northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday, mostly cloudy Friday, cloudy on Saturday with about a 60% chance of rain, partly cloudy on Sunday, then cloudy on Monday next week with about a 30% chance of showers. Mid-60s on Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday, mid-60s on Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, then 61 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Acclaimed American artist Dale Evers lives and works in Paso Robles, and he invites you to see his new works during the annual holiday open house this Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. at Dale Evers Studio at the corner of 10th and Park in Paso. Then on Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m., meet the artist and view his many works of art at Sculptera Winery and Sculpture Garden, 5015 Linnae Road in Paso Robles. For more information, go to DaleEversStudio.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Spirit Airlines says it's operating and flying as usual, even though it has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Spirit says passengers can use all tickets, credits, and loyalty points. Tesla shares are up 6% this morning. Bloomberg is reporting the Trump administration will make rules for self-driving cars a priority for the administration. Novo Nordisk, the maker of weight loss drug Wegovy, says it has launched in China, though the stock is down 1%. Samsung shares are rallying up 6%. The South Korean tech giant is buying back more than $7 billion worth of stock. And CVS Health is making some management changes to satisfy an activist investor, Glenview Capital Management. Four new board members will be added at CVS. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel, it's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management. They are locally owned and operated. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. I already did that. What am I doing this morning here? That's stupid. 238-5775-238-KPRL. I don't know if we're ready to go or not.
You know the Morning Exchange makes the world go round. And the Morning Exchange, baby, makes the seesaws go up and down. And it makes trees grow tall. And the most important thing of all, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off, 12:30 to 1. I'll have a little fun with John Roush. No, it's not going to be about parking. It's going to be about movies. You know, he's spent a lifetime dealing with movies, so we'll just have a little fun with that this afternoon. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Susanna, she will have Denise Aguilar, GOP Assembly candidate. She did not win this time around, but she is the founder of a grassroots advocacy group, Freedom Angels. So you'll find out all about that this afternoon here on the Right Choice KPRL. All right, we had an email come in right away. And it's just titled Pickleball Court. So, a total of $4 million for a pickleball court. And redirecting $2 million from the South Vine Street project. We need roads, not pickleball courts. Well, you heard the story that Chris did. This is a recommendation. This is recommended that the city council approve the resolution awarding a contract for construction of the pickleball court. And in the amount of $3 million, and authorize the city manager to execute the contract subject to any minor technical and other changes as approved by the city manager and the city attorney. Now, part of it also says approve a total project budget of $4 million and appropriate funds from the Parks and Recreation, the Parks and Development Impact Fees totaling $1.2 million. And ARPA funds totaling $2.8 million to the project by redirecting ARPA funds totaling $2 million from the South Vine Street Bridge to the pickleball court complex construction projects to meet the total project budget. Okay, well, the board will be meeting tomorrow, and they will be talking about that, so perhaps you will have some thoughts about that, either on the wireless or at the meeting tomorrow. So that's it.
Slightly less important, they might be changing the city council meeting to 6 p.m. rather than 6:30 here in Paso. That's also on the agenda.
Oh, for the future?
Yeah. Starting January 1st, 2025, if it gets approved.
Are they given a reason for it?
Not that I can remember. I think it was just something that council wanted or asked staff if they could do.
Okay, so it usually starts at 6:30, 6 o'clock. Because the Tascadero starts at 6.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Well, at least not they're not changing them every other day to a Thursday morning or something like that and changing the meeting. So we shall see. We shall see. So maybe you have some thoughts on the pickleball court. I know that the many people that enjoy pickleball, they've worked hard over the last X amount of years to get the courts, and my understanding is that they maintain them. They maintain them. Again, that's my understanding. Correct me if I am wrong regarding that. So, all right, so you have that, and then this will be affecting the local to all schools, and reports are coming out, and it's not a surprising that with state budget uncertainties, and there are a lot of school districts that could be in trouble, and there are many around the state, they're considering closing them. And one of the reasons is the decline in enrollment. And the numbers are pretty staggering when you look what's expected in the next few years. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, man. I will remind you why we start city council meetings at 6:30. Rather than 6 o'clock, which is the original recommendation. However, it was dissuaded by Mr. Hammond so he could eat dinner at home. That was the reason actually given. So that's why you have meetings at 6:30 rather than 6 o'clock or even earlier. So, and then I agree with the email. Are you kidding me? How are you going to get to the pickleball courts? You're not going to drive because your roads are going to be, unless you have a four-wheel drive. It's amazing the deterioration and the condition of our roads. And they're talking about $3.5 million for pickleball courts. Hello? When is somebody going to wake up in this town? Those of us that don't live in town, we can only do so much to try to make change. But the people in this town are being ignored. So at any rate, well, that's the reason you have it. That's how it happened. It was a vote of the city council. It was a big discussion between 6 and 6:30 back in the day. It's a long time ago, I believe Mr. App was the city manager. So, at any rate, there's your answer, and unbelievable. I understand that the pickleball people want pickleball courts. Hold fundraisers and build them. That's what the rest of us have to do. There's a lot of things that I like to follow. I can't get the city to do that. I can't get the county to do it.
Well,
and we're in the process in the county of considering eminent domain for recreational purposes. And that goes right along with pickleballs when the roads are not passable.
Well, to the board is reconsidering and of buying some other property other than the gentleman and the others in that area. So they are considering that and, you know, some other options.
So. Yeah, well, you know, the city could easily require for the developers for 502 new homes to put some of these facilities into that development at their expense. There's a lot of things that can be done, but to just outright spend $3.5 million. When you're having tourists come here and residents that live here and want to use the businesses in town for their benefit, pickleball courts is not on the front burner. It shouldn't be anyway. Sorry, I know I have friends who play pickleball. Okay, that's okay with me. But why do I have to pay for the court?
Well, okay, so let's take this to its next obvious level. Why should people who don't have kids pay for ball fields for our kids to play sports on?
Good question.
Why, and I mean the list, the tennis courts, the swimming pools.
Tennis courts are sitting empty And I don't know the difference between pickleball and tennis. So I know they both have a net in the center. That's as much as I can get done. But the bottom line is, I don't understand why you're considering $3.5 million for pickleball courts when you don't have any roads, when the roads are a mess.
Now, if my memory serves me, I thought part of the, shall we say, the campaign for the sales tax to increase and have no sunset clause was that the city spends approximately, again, I think, $7 million a year on roads. It's either five or seven. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So now we're going to spend $4 million for pickleball courts.
Yes. Three and a half, but you know it'll go up.
Well, it says approve a total project budget of $4 million.
There you go. So I suppose they're going to pass it. Never mind the roads. I mean, look, you know what? Do you know why 12th Street looks like it does? I'll give you an example. That they go along with the okey-doke every time. 12th Street looks like it does so that they can spend less money on future paving jobs. That was the reason given by then Public Works Director Dick McKinley. That's the truth of the matter. And then they discovered that it's not exactly easy for fire trucks to navigate 12th Street. Oops, we should have checked that out first. I'm telling you, these are actual circumstances that have happened over time. And here we go again with pickleball courts. If you want to have, I haven't seen any fundraisers for pickleball courts. I haven't heard any advertised on your station.
Well, it doesn't mean, I don't know if they're doing them or not.
Well, I will know tomorrow night, I suppose.
Well, you know, for what it's worth, again, I was told over the weekend that they think they may have gotten together from the beginning and did something, raised some money, and that they do maintain them.
Yes, like the parents maintained the skate park. Remember that one?
Oh, I do remember that one.
Yes, you do, and it's still sitting down there. Right close to the fairgrounds, and I don't see any parents in there fixing it up.
I don't even know. Is it open anymore?
I don't know. I don't know, but it costs money. We built it because it was the fashionable thing to do.
Well, because I remember I got into a heated discussion with the former mayor who fled the state about it, because I was totally against it, because I remember the meeting where parents were getting up that, well, if you don't build this skateboard park, our kids are going to turn to drugs and be gang members.
Well, we built a skateboard park, and we still have problems with drugs and gang members.
Well, what happened was that you had drugs being sold down there by the park and some other issues going on, and they had to close it down. And the promise from the parents. Well, the parents of those kids at that time, that's great that they're going to stay, they're going to volunteer. But when the fad is out and their kids outgrow it, what happens?
Exactly right.
Yep. Well, we got another call.
We'll talk soon.
All righty. Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk about the pickleball courts. I've been a member of the club since its inception, and I was a former president.
Okay.
We took over the old roller rink that was there, the roller hockey rink that was being disused, with the promise that we would resurface the court, paint it, put up the nets, put up everything, and maintain the court. And we do so. We even pay a recreation department a fee to play there every month. And nothing has been spent by the city to maintain that court. It's been totally our support.
Okay. So what's the need for a new one of almost $4 million?
Well, because any time we have 20 people on each end of the court waiting to get on while the tennis courts sit idle, we've tried to see if we couldn't take one of the tennis courts and make it into a pickleball court, but every tennis player in the county came out and said how much that couldn't happen because it was so important to them, although they sit empty all the time. So since it's impacted so badly, we have an oversupply of players and a shortage of courts. And this grant came through. They decided to put in 7 courts with the Sherwood Park expansion. It came as part of a state grant.
Okay,
the grant was let before COVID, so the price was rent and the price was set and established before COVID. And then with COVID, everything's gone up.
All right. So I'm trying to understand this. Because when I look at ball fields, they are able to combine a football field and a soccer field with the
people don't want to share. We asked if we could put temporary lines on their court and temporary nets and take them down as they needed the courts and put them back up when they weren't.
Do you mind if I finish?
Oh, go ahead.
I also notice the same thing when you go to gymnasiums regarding the basketball. They have different lines and so forth, so you can do other sports. So my question is, why are the tennis people opposed to this?
You would not believe the things that come out when we tried to go. We put that through, when I was the president of the club, we put that forward to the recreation department, and they said all kinds of things that they would do. And yet, for whatever reason, because of the tennis courts right next to us sit empty 24/7 pretty much, we have pictures of our courts being so impacted. We have those courts showing the same time they're empty, maybe 2 people playing on 1 court, and yet the city has deemed that they're too important to take away. As some of the tennis players said, if we take away the tennis courts, their sons won't get a scholarship to college. That's the kind of stuff we put up with.
Okay. So you're talking, these are the courts over there at Centennial. What about the courts at Sherwood?
I understand they're not in very good shape. I know they resurfaced them and it was a botched job from what I understand. Nobody plays over there either for some reason. A lot of people playing at the tennis ranch. They're also playing at the Paso Robles Athletic Club on private courts that they pay a membership to play. We even told them that we could put temporary lines out there, and they said that would confuse them. They're not smart enough to figure out which lines are in and out over there, I guess.
Now, as far as the kids getting the scholarships and moving on and winning Wimbledon, there are courts up at Paso Robles High School.
There's courts everywhere.
Yeah,
there's only 5 tennis courts in the entire city. I mean, 5 pickleball courts, which are impacted. We have over 140 members.
Okay, well.
And that's 5 courts. You can play 4 people at a time. So any given time, you got 5 courts with 4 people each on them. That's 20 players waiting with about 20 more waiting to play on each end of the court. The advanced has 1 section of players and the recreation on the other end.
Alrighty, so.
And sometimes I go out there in 2 hours, I'll play 2 games, 3 games, because it's so impacted.
How many members did you said are with you?
Over, I think about 140.
Okay, so 140. And how many citizens are there in Paso Robles? 30,000?
30-something thousand.
So for $4 million for 100 and whatever people as opposed to the other 30,000, you think people might be upset about this?
I can understand that, but the city's not. I don't know how much city's having to kick in now. There was a state grant the city had no involvement in.
Well, it doesn't matter.
That's where it started.
Still taxpayer money.
Yeah, it is. So, the pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America. It's going to get more popular. We put a tournament on every year, which brings in $7,000 or $8,000 or $10,000, which is a drop in the bucket compared to the money they're spending, but still. What other privately run organization in the city brings money into the city?
I don't know.
I don't know that there are any. They put that expensive bike lane down South Vine. Same thing. People complain about that. Who rides on that? Maybe 20 people a day.
I don't know, but that is it's turned into Uglyville.
It is.
It's extremely ugly.
It is. And I think with the have you seen what the Sherwood Park expansion is going to be? What all involves? There'll be tennis courts there. There'll be soccer fields. There'll be baseball fields. There's lots of stuff going in, not just pickleball. So they're picking on pickleball for some reason. I don't know.
Hmm. Well,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. They have this, the recommendation, and the meeting is tomorrow night. All right, Doc. Thanks for the info.
All right.
All right, bye. I'm going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services announced they'll be performing live fire training at the new fire station and training center at 2924 Union Road. A release by the department says this training is required annually and is made easier to perform in the city with the acquisition of Fire Station 3. The training will start November 19th and will go through November 22nd. The Atascadero Fire Department responded to a residential fire early Saturday morning at around 3:06 a.m. A single-family residence caught flames with the roof collapsing shortly after fire officials arrived. The blaze was contained in just about an hour and no injuries were reported. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, it's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The dramatic shift in the war in Ukraine as President Biden authorizes the use of long-range missiles using U.S. weapons to strike deeper into Russia. Fox's Bill Malusia.
So far, we have not heard back from the Trump team. We haven't seen any reaction from them yet, but that is a policy change that could have significant impacts on this incoming administration.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin has said such a move could amount to an act of war. Donald Trump Jr. tweeting, the military-industrial complex is trying to cause World War III ahead of my father taking office. President Biden in Brazil for the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro today. And President-elect Trump has tapped the senior Republican on the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr, to chair the agency starting in January. America's listening to Fox News.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 11 Sunday, the Bills beat the Chiefs 30-21, ending the two-time defending Super Bowl champions' bid for an undefeated season. Josh Allen led two fourth-quarter touchdown drives. One ended with a 12-yard scoring pass to Curtis Samuel. Allen did the honors himself on the other, a 26-yard TD run with 2:17 left to clinch it. Coach Sean McDermott.
To win against a team that's won back-to-back Super Bowls and coached by Andy Reid and quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes. It's always going to be tough. These games that we've played have always been close.
Patrick Mahomes had three touchdown passes, but Kansas City is now 9-1. Also 9-1, the Lions, who roared past the Jaguars 52-6. Four TD passes for Jared Goff.
It's fun. We were moving the ball pretty good. I thought our run game was really good. Our pass game obviously was pretty good too, and everything's working.
Elsewhere, Bo Nix threw four scores as the Broncos battered the Falcons. Rams over the Patriots. Matthew Stafford with four passing touchdowns. Taysom Hill rushed for three touchdowns as the Saints slashed the Browns. Last-minute heroics for the Packers, Colts, Seahawks, and last night the Chargers. Wins for the Dolphins, Vikings, and Steelers. NBA, rare air for the Cavaliers. They're now 15-0 after last night's 128-114 win over the Hornets. Only one team has ever had a better start to an NBA season. The Warriors won their first 24 games 9 years ago to set the record. Julius Randle hit a three ball at the buzzer to lift the Timberwolves over the Suns. Wins for the Pacers, Grizzlies, Pistons, Blazers, Knicks, Rockets, Clippers, and Mavericks. NHL, Alex Ovechkin's hat trick led the Capitals to a 5-2 win over the Golden Knights. That makes 866 goals for Ovechkin. He's 29 away from passing Wayne Gretzky. Wins for the Predators, Hurricanes, and Rangers. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and past Robles, just about 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. And we'll start out with some clouds, then the usual, some sunshine a little bit later on. Highs in the low 60s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. We'll cloud up a little bit. Low 60s Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, upper 60s Thursday, Friday. Clouds, upper 60s, and about a 75% chance of rain. Saturday, low 60s. Sunday, partly cloudy, low 60s, and low 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down we go. 6:43 a.m., 4:55 p.m., and it is 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Don't forget, they've got this, you know, the deal going on there with the archery. We'll be giving away a package, a three-month package, so be listening for your opportunity. As we check in to see what critters may be out and about, but they don't want to be because it's a little chilly, and they want to be home, so there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert. But, Chris, are you ready this morning for our American expressions related to animals?
I am ready.
Let's see here. All right. Something that really bothers or annoys someone.
Bothers or annoys someone.
Mm-hmm.
Has to do with an animal, too. You know, there's a lot of expressions for things bothering you, but I can't think of one that has to do with an animal, honestly.
All right. I'll help you out here.
Okay.
Or try to. And I'm going to use, related to sports figures, lately a new word has been used to describe, and I'll say, Shohei Ohtani, LeBron James, Tom Brady. So think of that now and relate it to something that really bothers or annoys someone.
Nope, still nothing coming to mind.
All right, well, let me see. What else can I give? Milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
Huh. When I think of milk, I think of cows, but...
Well, you were kind of close.
Okay.
Something that really bothers or annoys someone. Tom Brady, LeBron James, Shohei Ohtani, and milk.
I got nothing.
You got nothing? Well, you got nothing, but it gets my goat.
Oh. I've never heard that one before. I would have never guessed that.
Never heard that?
Nope.
All right. All right, folks. Here's the generational gap.
It's got to show up eventually.
Gets my goat. Yeah, because the goat is referenced greatest of all time. It's been starting to used in sports vernacular the last few years, but
that makes a lot more sense.
All right. Okay. So, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. It's your one stop for the guns, the ammo, archery education, and of course, gunsmithing. All righty. 5 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. We're going to stick with animals, but not necessarily goats. Not necessarily goats on today's trivia question. Here we go. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average U.S. household spends how much per year on their pets? How much per year, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, does the average United States of America household spend on their pets? What do you think that comes out to be? Now, again, this is average. This is average. So if you're one of those people that just may, shall we say, be a little excessive with your animals, which more and more Americans are or have becoming, okay, and this continues to increase. All right, to the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. $650.
Hold on a second here, Chris. Well, you didn't. Well, okay. The answer is no. did you write down an answer?
I did. Yeah, but close, my one's not going to be it.
Well, let me see what you have.
Mine's on the high side.
Okay. So how far off or how close should I allow them to be?
It depends on how big the number is, honestly. Like if it's, let's say below 1,000, it should probably be within, I'd say like $100, $150. If it's above 1,000, then you could probably afford to be more generous.
Okay. Sorry about that last call. Hi, good morning.
$6,000.
Almost $6,000. You got to be kidding me. Well, that's for you horse people. let's see here. Yeah, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, how much? Hi, good morning.
$750.
Well, you're pretty darn close. It's $770. 770. So how many do you have? Do you have pets?
Yes.
How many?
4.
Do you know how wealthy you could be?
I got 3 kids.
Oh man,
you're 3 little humans that cost me a hell of a lot more.
Well, then between that and the kids, you're in the poorhouse.
Oh yeah, always.
You've got no money. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Bo Bullard.
All right, Bo, we have you down. And go feed your family, will you?
The pets come first.
Well, of course, because they make the loudest noise. All right, we got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The Paso Robles City Council's next meeting is tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. On the agenda is a resolution for awarding a $3.4 million contract for the construction of a pickleball court complex at Sherwood Park. Funds for this project would need to be pulled from general fund reserves or allocated from the South Vine Street Bridge project. The City of Paso Robles announced they'll be holding an open house for the final concept plans for the Niblick Corridor Improvement Project. The open house will take place Thursday, December 5th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the City Council chambers. Details of these and other stories coming up. Some clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Well, Americans are very generous with their animals because the average spending per year across the board is about $140 billion that we spend on our creatures, our critters, creatures, whatever you want to call them. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.